National Apprenticeship Week 2018 is taking place next week, bringing together employers and apprentices from across the country. Coordinated by the National Apprenticeship Service, it's designed to celebrate the success of apprenticeships whilst encouraging even more people to choose them as a pathway to a great career. East Surrey College is supporting the week. Business Development Manager Richard Brooks joins me live in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Annie. Nice to be here again.
I tell you what, welcome, and a sterling effort getting in with your walking boots.
I gave up
the ghost with the car, didn't you?
I chose to walk because having taken an hour and a half to get to Redhill from Crawley, I thought, you know what, if the roads are that bad, let's just walk around the corner.
I think we'll get you to do the traffic updates, actually, Richard, if you fancy staying on. apprenticeships, they're available in roughly 1,500 job roles, and they span around 170 industries. Richard, tell us what they are and who can do them.
Right, so an apprenticeship is a way of earning whilst you're learning, is the sort of motto to use. And in effect, the employer is going to look at the vacancies he's got in his company and they're going to say, can I fill this vacancy through an apprenticeship? And the apprenticeship typically is a way of bringing anybody, and it can be any age. We're not just saying young people, although that can be typically the main route, as the young people leaving schools at GCSE or A-level. But any age can gain an apprenticeship and start learning the job whilst they're actually doing it.
And what sort of apprenticeships are available, and do people need any qualifications?
Well, most apprenticeships, we will be looking for the basic GCSEs results as a guide and indication to your ability. English and maths in particular, we're looking for anybody coming into a level two apprenticeship, which is GCSE level. We're looking for D's and E's in GCSE maths and English. So it's very important for young people to concentrate on those subjects and to think, well, I'm going to get an apprenticeship, I don't need to worry. Because if you haven't got those grades, you'll be studying them whilst you're on your apprenticeship. So as you go for a level three apprenticeship, which is equivalent to an A level, we'll be looking for GCSE grade C's or the new level four and above in those qualifications.
Okay, and the theme for National Apprenticeship Week, which starts next week, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Is apprenticeships work. Tell us why you think they're so vital. Why do they work?
It's an ideal way for an employer to introduce anybody into the world of work. It's not necessarily that everybody is going to be able to leave school, go into college or university for a full-time type of education, and then come out just ready to work. They're not always there. So the employer can take any person, typically a young person, but any person, and introduce them to their workplace, to their world of work, and train them to exactly how they want them to behave and how they want them to perform in the workplace.
And just to recap, you touched on this earlier on, apprenticeships really do span not just youngsters. That's the whole point, to let people know. I mean, you have school leaving age people, of course, but you have older apprentices as well, don't you?
That's right. People, if they want to change their career, can take on an apprenticeship. People tend to think that an apprenticeship is going to be a lowly paid job. It's not necessarily. The employer will pay the going rate for they feel that they need for that person. There are degree apprenticeships out there, so typically you might find some older people going for those degree apprenticeship positions as well.
And you said this earlier on as well, you earn as you learn. That's the major attraction. And you don't accumulate debt in the way that I suppose we're hearing current undergrads are actually incurring, which is quite an important consideration, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we have to consider that there are options available for you. Apprenticeships is one of the options. University is another option. And, you know, we're not saying apprenticeships are the be-all and end-all. Some people really want to go to university. That's the culture they want. That's the style they want. That's how they want to study. What we're trying to say is there is an alternative out there. It is called apprenticeships. It's available to anybody. And it's available from level two right up to degree level. And it's a way of gaining your work experience. And as you say, one of the best byproducts of that is you're not going to incur the debt that someone going to university is going to incur.
And speaking of the money, you were saying that employers pay the going rate. So that's the kind of thing. It's very difficult to give a blanket description of how much somebody could earn.
That's right. The government typically have said that the minimum wage for an apprentice is £3.50 an hour. Now, that's not a great wage, and there aren't that many companies who are paying that low. You tend to find that, you know, if there's a greater demand, then the companies can afford to pay less. However, on average, the typical weekly wage for an apprentice is £175 a week, which is far better than £3.50 an hour. You'll go to some of the apprenticeships, I've seen them advertised £15,000 a year. So there are good wages out there for apprentices.
And taking on, actually, advanced apprenticeships, I've been reading that on average, individuals with an advanced apprenticeship earn between £77,000 and £117,000 more over their lifetime than similar individuals with slightly lower qualifications. So the higher you go, you know, the sky could be the limit.
That is correct, and the opportunities are there for you to progress up through the ladder. If I can pick up one particular local person who started life as an apprentice and has worked his way up through the ranks, and that's the gentleman who runs Gatwick Airport. Stuart started off as an apprentice, and he's studied hard. The company he went to allowed him to progress on to degree level. And so, as you say, talk about Gatwick Airport, the sky is the limit.
Very good, very good. And, you know, completing a higher apprenticeship, it could increase somebody's earnings, you know, right up to £150,000 over their lifetime. So it's a very serious consideration.
It is a very serious consideration. Obviously, with the economy and house prices as they are, people will want to look at the best way to earn and across their lifespan.
Absolutely. So we've established, therefore, that increased earnings is one of the benefits. What other benefits are there to a learner in terms of, say, promotion or job longevity, Richard?
Well, quite often, if you've started an apprenticeship, you've actually started at an entry point of the company that you're working for. So your understanding of that industry can be a lot more in depth than someone who's coming in as a graduate at a higher level in the industry. And that often gives you a big advantage in performance and moving forward and your ability in job interviews going forward.
I think it also means that you're more likely to stay with that employer, really, because it's something you know. It's, you know, it's sort of ingrained, isn't it, from the very beginning?
We do see a lot of young people who take on apprentices who are still with the same employer many years later, having, again, risen through the ranks, though. They're very unlikely that they're still at the position they entered the employer at.
I've also read that a quarter of former apprentices have been promoted within 12 months of finishing their apprenticeship, which is pretty fast tracking, isn't it?
It is. They understand the business. They understand the company, and the employer wants to make the most use out of that individual. So, yes, they give them greater responsibility.
And as an employer, say I'm an employer, Richard, what would be the benefits to my business if I take on an apprentice? You've touched on that a little bit by saying that, you know, you get somebody from the beginning, you can train them up, you have that relationship with them. It's kind of an ongoing story, isn't it? What other things?
It is. You're bringing them into the company, and you're introducing the company very fresh. Their training goes alongside the company, so you can mould them in terms of the way your ethos, your company works, the ethics that your company works with, and they become part of your company. There's an element of loyalty that comes along there as well, and it really does boost that company's standing in the community.
It does. I mean, a qualified apprentice is 15% more employable than other people with other qualifications, if you like. So that is a really important thing. But as you say, I mean, it is actually a question of boosting productivity for a business as well. It is quite a win-win situation because, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've read that an apprenticeship can actually boost productivity to a business by, on average, about £214 a week. That's quite substantial.
It is substantial, and it's why there's a significant number of companies out there who have bought into apprenticeships over the years for a long time. You'll look at a lot of the big manufacturing companies have always historically taken on apprenticeships because it works, and it's good for the economy, and this is why the government themselves are promoting apprenticeships over the years. They know it's good for the economy, it's good for the UK.
So basically, if you've got a company and you're thinking about an apprentice, there are some very positive things that you could actually have from it. You could grow your skills base and you could have increased profits, maybe lower prices as a result of having an apprentice, and maybe better products as well. They are with you from the very beginning. And also for small businesses, it gives them an opportunity to build, really, doesn't it? A sort of a pool of high quality future recruits for their sector.
Absolutely. We find a lot of small businesses embrace the apprenticeship route. They find it beneficial for their company. It works well, and it's local people taking local jobs as well.
And last year, 2.4 million apprenticeships were started in England, which is quite impressive. And it was the highest number on record, I understand.
Absolutely. The government has a target for 3 million by 2020. We're on target for that. And, you know, it's very, very positive.
So if someone's listening today, or maybe they want to attend your event at East Surrey College next week, if they're interested in applying for an apprenticeship, how do they go about it, Richard?
Okay, so the National Apprenticeship Service run a website where we will place all our apprenticeship vacancies for employers. It's a national database. The easiest way to suggest people find this is just to use the search engine and type in find an apprenticeship. That will take you to the .gov.uk website where you can register yourself and you can start searching and browsing for apprenticeships. You can search by area, by postcode, by keywords, and there will be a lot of apprenticeships being advertised there at this moment in time. Some will be there for September starts if you're a school leaver. You know, GCSEs or A-levels. You can have a look at the different levels. Degree apprenticeships are on there as well. And just keep browsing and keep searching on that, because apprenticeships will be advertised between now and the summer for September start. There will be apprenticeships on there for starting now, so get looking.
Richard, thank you so much for battling in through the weather to come and tell us about it. Hopefully your preparations for next week are firmly underway.
They are firmly underway. We should also mention, actually, we've got an open evening tonight at the college.
Okay,
so
yeah.
If anybody wants to come in and talk to us, whether they're employers or whether they're young people thinking about their career or thinking about what they want to do, please check our website for the times, because I've momentarily forgotten them. but we're there tonight, and please come along, and plenty of parking in the car park there. We've cleared the car park. There's no snow. So please feel free to come along, and you can chat to staff and lecturers about apprenticeships and about college life in general.
That's a very good point. Richard, thank you so much for coming in, and I guess we'll probably see you next year.
Absolutely,
as well. It's
yes.
Been Groundhog Day, isn't it?
It is. I'll keep coming back again and again, as long as you keep inviting
me. It's an important topic to talk about, and I think so often people only think of apprenticeships in terms of very young people, and it's about educating everybody, really, about what is possible for them.
Yes, I think there are preconceptions with certain people and certain areas of the public who don't really fully understand how apprenticeships work and what they are about. So the more we can keep publicising them, the more people will understand about them.
Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
That was Richard Brooks from East Surrey College. And if you're an employer and you need any additional advice or guidance, you can contact the National Apprenticeship Service. It offers free, impartial advice. If you're a young person, you can get more information on the government site, www.getingofar.gov.uk. And Richard also mentioned, if you just type into a search engine, find an apprenticeship, that will get you in the right place as well. And for advice on career choices, you can contact the National Careers Service online, or you can call them on 0800 100 900.